On 90.3 KAZU, I'm Krista Almanzon. Six King City police officers, including the former police chief and acting police chief, are facing corruption charges. The arrests were made this morning. KAZU's Doug McKnight reports.
At a hastily called news conference this afternoon, Monterey County District Attorney Dean Flippo said the arrests were part of a six-month investigation that was initiated by complaints from King City residents.
People saying they take our property, they take our money, they take our cars.
The focus of the investigation involved four of the officers and Miller's Towing Company of King City. District Attorney Flippo says the victims were economically disadvantaged people of Hispanic descent. The alleged scheme involved impounding their cars, and when the victims couldn't pay the fees, the vehicles were allegedly given to the officers to keep or resell. The number of vehicles involved runs into the hundreds. Flippo says this case is a particularly difficult one for his office.
Anytime you end up investigating and charging those who are sworn to enforce the law, uphold the law, and treat everyone fairly, and you have violations of those duties and that oath, that is difficult for us. But my conclusion is that the citizens of King City deserve better than what they have been receiving.
Monterey County Sheriff Scott Miller says his department will work with King City to maintain law enforcement in the city while a more permanent solution is worked out. Tuesday's arrests make a major dent in the police department's staff.
So the people who were arrested today constitute not only a large percentage of the police force, but also, in effect, the senior leadership of the police force.
Those arrested in the scheme include Sergeant Bobby Carrillo, Acting Chief Bruce Miller, former Chief Dominic Valdiviez, Officer Mario Mutu, and Brian Miller, the owner of Miller's Towing. Two officers arrested on different corruption charges are Officer Jamie Andrade and Officer Mark Baker. Arraignments will begin on Monday. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.